This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two on the USA Prepares. Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about education today. And I was mentioning in the last segment as a response to what Marty had said about parents and the attention that parents are paying to the children. It seems to be different today from when she and I were growing up in the 1950s, 1960s. Marty, I was reading an article this morning, and I know you've seen these. Class, in the cities, you'll see these businesses on the city streets, and they have sidewalks in front of them. But to get to the basement of these buildings, they would have these steel doors in the sidewalk. And what would happen is these steel doors would be about 5 feet deep and maybe almost 5 feet wide. And they would open up in the center. So they'd be a bifold door. And normally a bell would ring and signaling that something's going to happen. The doors would very slowly open up. And by opening up, the hinges would be on the outside of the doors, and it would prevent a person from falling into the hole, which would be the stairwell down into the basement. So you would walk from the sidewalk through these open doors into the basement of the business. Okay. Well, there was a woman, 67 years old. She was on her cell phone, obviously distracted, obviously not paying attention. She walked, and it wasn't like it was crowded. She was the only one walking in this direction. I saw the video. So she walks right into the door, falls over the door, and falls down 6 feet into the basement. It took 8, 9, 10 firemen to get her out. Serious injuries. She went head over heels, right through, right over the top of this door. Now, the door had to be at least 2.5 feet tall that she had to fall over. So she walked right into it, fell into the basement stairs. Now, what I'm saying is that is indicative of what is happening. You've read the stories, I'm sure you've heard the stories of parents who are saying, don't bother me, I'm busy. I'm doing Facebook right now. I'm busy. Don't bother me. I can't help, I can't do it. You're on your own for your homework. Leave me alone. That's the kind of thing that I believe is happening in way too many households where the parents have abandoned their responsibility to take care of their children. They're not paying attention. And this moment that I talked about where the 67-year-old woman dives through her own stupidity, not paying attention. Obviously, something was more important. And if you look at what's happening in Europe, in Germany, the problem is so great. Pedestrians on the sidewalk are getting run over by automobiles on the street. Why? Because they're looking down at their cell phones and they're walking right into the intersections and getting hit by traffic. What did Germany do? They're embedding traffic lights in the sidewalk. So you don't even have to look up anymore. You just keep looking down at your cell phone. Hopefully you'll see the red light, the yellow light, or the green light in front of you as you take steps down the sidewalk.
My cousin is a policeman, and he got the job for an entire weekend, got paid overtime, to stand in front of a manhole where there were already barriers around, cones and wires and such, to make sure nobody fell in that manhole. He said he made enough money to redo his bathroom off of a weekend of just standing there.
Wow.
I'm not happy that my money's going to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
it changes society.
Yeah, and I think that was your point. So are you saying that we've gone too far and we're, you know, maybe our parents were a little strict? And I'm thinking my parents were okay. I think I turned out okay. I know right from wrong. I have not been arrested. for anything that I've done. And I actually haven't been arrested. So I think my parents did a good job, and I know, based on your character, your parents did a good job. Do you think that that we've gone way too far the other way? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it was when you were a kid as far as sports, but kids my era, the kids that got trophies were the ones that won the whole championship.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My kids have so many trophies, it looks like they're star athletes, whereas none of them are very good at sports. But everybody gets a trophy. They don't realize that, you know, only the winners get it. The ones that get the trophies, they're the last winner. We called them losers in my day. And I finally found a need for these old trophies. I found a school that teaches disabled children was looking for old trophies. They're going to snap off the bat and whatever else and put the kid's name on it, and he thinks he got a trophy for being good that day at school. So I donated bags of trophies as though my kids were professional athletes. And even now in school, in elementary school, you know how it was your birthday, your mom made cupcakes for the whole class.
Yes.
Now, if there's a kid with some kind of food allergy, which there probably is, overall the whole school, whether there is or isn't, you have to bring in things like pencils or whistles or something non-edible. I think it's time for the kid with a gluten allergy to realize he has to eat differently, and maybe he has to bring his own snack that day. Other than the whole world changing for that one child's allergy.
You know, you mentioned something that I find fascinating. One of our instructors is a dentist. His name is Dr. Howard Chain. He's been on the air with us. He's done seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. He's a brilliant, brilliant dentist. And one day he said to me, and put a smile on my face, he said, "Vinny, what do you call the guy who graduates last in medical school? What do you call that
guy
who graduates?" Okay, what is
it? Doctor. Doctor.
You're absolutely right. Doctor. And he's right. He's right. So let's talk about these cell phones. And cell phones are a pet peeve of mine. I object to the fact that when I'm talking to someone, you know, he or she may pull out a cell phone. It's like, wait a minute. That's rude. It didn't ring. I mean, it hasn't rung in, you know, about 3 minutes so far. And you're pulling this thing out. And it's insulting. It's not good behavior. But people now feel that they've got to check their cell phones for messages. Now, how does that impact the classroom today?
A great deal. I would say almost no students less than the age of 40 go through the entire class without at least glancing at their phone. And sometimes
Are you talking about students in class?
Yes. Everybody looks at least a sly eye on their phone, just make sure nobody's trying to contact them, something exciting's not happening that they're missing out on. And it surprises me. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. What's going on at 8 o'clock in the morning that they need to see? It's upsetting. And what's really upsetting is the fact that when I take a break in a class, no one talks to each other. No one moves. They just sit there and they're texting on their phone. They have no idea who the guy is next to them or don't care. It's not real conversation. And, of course, we know without that I wouldn't have met you. So good thing cell phones weren't around then. You got to know your fellow students.
Yes.
And yes. There's no communication anymore like that.
Marty, I can tell you that the time that we spent walking to class together, you know, walking from across the quad, time we spent in the various cafeterias across campus, you know, time that we spent together, not one second of that, those great times that we spent together were interrupted by a cell phone. Not one second.
I remember my dad in high school saying, "Not a dime," as I left the door. You know, just making sure I had a dime to call if I needed help. Now it's,
yes,
you're at a second's notice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be up on
yeah,
all
Dr.
the...
Yeah, Dr. Norman Shealy...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, and we don't even know if some of that news is even accurate. Dr. Norman Shealy has a very interesting comment about cell phones. And he said on air, and he said to me privately on the telephone, he refuses to be on tap 24 hours a day because someone else just feels they ought to contact him. He refuses to be interrupted 24 hours a day at someone else's whim just because they're bored. And I'm wondering, in the classroom, we're talking about the college classroom now, how many of those students are interrupted by a text that says, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in class.
So in a large lecture hall, I would say a fourth of the students at least. And this is 8 o'clock in the morning. I would assume a lot of their friends are sleeping still.
Okay, so somebody's paying for these classes, right? They're paying X amount of money per hour to be there. And they are allowing themselves to waste that money by being distracted by some numbskull who's got nothing to do.
Right. Now, I get some students that are very polite and they come up to me and say, you know, I'm waiting for a call back from the pediatrician. If I get a call, I'll run out. I have to take it. Or their husband's overseas, and they're never sure when he's going to be calling, so if he calls, they're going to run out. Those kind of things are perfectly understandable. But the other 98% of them are just, you know, want to go for coffee after class. You know, that kind of call that could certainly wait.
Mm-hmm. What about using the cell phone for cheating? You know, I'm sure that your time as a hard sciences instructor is spent preventing the cheating, which will reflect negatively later on should that person get a job that they're dependent on knowing the knowledge that they should have learned in class. How much of your time is spent preventing cheating from cell phones? A lot of it,
both in person and online. In person, cell phones have gotten so slim that they can just sneak it between their knees while they're taking their test and frequently look at it. I always inform them that I consider proper test-taking etiquette to have your hands on the table at all times. I don't want to see anybody fussing in their lap. But it's still difficult to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And online is a whole other thing.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about online classes. What's going on with that? I don't want to take a class online. I would really like to have some time with my instructor where I can raise my hand and ask those questions that are important to me and maybe to others. And the interaction with my fellow students. We'll be right back. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us. She's been an educator, professional educator at the college level for over a couple decades, and we're talking about education today. Marty, one of the terms that's used for online learning has been distance learning. I'm really not interested in distance learning. I mean, I have a number of courses by the teaching company, which I think are excellent, but it really, to me, is not a substitute for being in class. What are your thoughts about online learning? What are the problems?
Well, one of the problems is some instructors, some deans want to make every course available online. At my institution, they're talking mm-hmm. about making chemistry lab online, where your mouse directs a little dropper to put the reagents in. You know, no real contact mm-hmm. with anything. I don't want one of those chemists working in my lab that's never touched a real reagent. And another problem is cheating online. I give my exams, and they're unproctored. They take them at their own house. So they could ask somebody else. They can look back at their notes. They can Google. There's no guarantee that any of that is really measuring their learning. Now, with some courses like calculus, they allow us to pay a proctoring program where they're like videotaped as they take the test. And someone has to, what a boring job, look at all those students taking the test to make sure they're not using other sources of information. But that's expensive, and they're not going to do that for every course. So you're at the mercy of trying to figure out how can you best prepare your students and how can you best assess their learning when they're outside of your site altogether? It's a real challenge.
Marty, you know, I'm thinking back to the 70s when you and I were side by side in the chemistry lab at the university. And I'm thinking back to you're adding drops of reagents and us looking at the reactions. So one of us, let's say you would add yours first, and I'd look over, wow, and then I'll see if mine does the same thing. You know, and we could repeat the experiment, and we could verify that it's doing what we think it's doing. We just verified it. Now, how is that possible? When you're clicking your mouse and you're dropping online, let me just back up and let me just do it again. It's different. It's not the same. It's not hands-on. It's remote.
And they're so used to video games that
I don't think
something blowing up or something is not any need for caution. That's what happens to video games. So the reality
we had fire in organic chemistry lab. That's what I'm talking about.
Not doing the right thing.
We had smells. Right, we had smells. We said, wait a minute, something's really wrong over there. Wow. And we'd all pay attention to that.
And sometimes...
Do they have online fire extinguishers?
They don't need them. They can burn the whole place down. It's not a problem. It's just another
video
game.
Just hit the reset button.
Yeah, exactly. And when you talk about the reset button,
and is tuition...
students both in class and online... Yeah. That say, I didn't do very well on that test. I would like to take it again. I mean, since when is that an option? Yeah, I said, well, no, you took the test.
I don't ever
read. The class, so they take them multiple times. Yeah, I don't think we ever did that.
I can't. No. If you did lousy on a test, you did lousy. Better do better next time. Otherwise, you keep doing lousy and you're out of school.
Yep.
And I guess that ties to what you were saying about the everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner now. And if you don't do well, if you don't get at least a passing grade on that test, take it again. So is that up to the instructor or is that up to the university or the college that lets the students take them again and again and again?
It depends. It's up to the instructor normally. But if a student has accommodations, meaning they have some sort of learning disability, they can give a paper to the teacher that says exactly what they need. And it may be exam retakes. It may be twice as much time on exams. It might mean they can have a calculator when no one else is allowed to have one. And I agree with all that, the ADA specifications, but I don't agree with it. You know, I teach some students that are future nurses. Shouldn't they be able to react quickly to an emergency instead of saying, well, I have accommodations. It'll take me twice as long to figure out why you're not breathing anymore.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marty Barrett's with us. Marty, you know we've homeschooled our children, and one of our boys wanted to study at the university, and so he wanted to take some courses over the summer, and he was very, very young at the time, and, you know, younger than the other students in his class. And one of the boys who had been to our farm, and our son had been to his house, you know, they spent some time together. They were friends. But this other boy was older and a little older and had accommodations for his education. He got extra time. He got extra time to study. He got extra time to take tests. He got tutors that were provided by the university. He got to take retests. And it just frosted our son, because our son was younger than everybody else in the class and didn't get any of those special considerations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you see that some of these considerations are just not necessary?
Yes. Yes, I even, as myself, I have a handicap where, as a child, it was my job to figure out how to make life work, especially at school. Nowadays, a child like myself would have an aide that followed them around. And they could tell the aide, go get me another milk in the cafeteria. And the aide would have to scurry off and wait on you. Well, when you're an adult, nobody wants to hire you and your aide. So they're creating a population of people that are unemployable. I think it's your job to fit in and your job to figure out how you're going to fit in. And if you have a learning disability, certain careers are not good for you, where you have to respond quickly and really think on your feet. And that's not emphasized nowadays. Anybody can do anything they want, is how it's viewed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Marty,
When you were and I were at the university, did you get extra time to travel between classes? No extra time. You're on the same schedule as everybody else, even though it was difficult for you to walk from one class to another, correct?
Yes, yes. And that's, I think that's the way it should be. It should be your responsibility to figure out how you're going to fit in life. Not life has to totally, the whole planet has to change to accommodate you. It's not healthy that way. And I think it helped me to figure out how things should work rather than having them orchestrated already.
Mm-hmm. Marty, I can tell you this. You know, we talk on the phone, I don't know, sometimes every 3 months, sometimes every 6 months. And
you're a hard guy to get a hold of.
And I know that you contacted me and you wondered if I was incarcerated because
I always look at the Missouri News just making sure.
So, but here's the point I'm trying to get to. In all of the conversations that we've had over the decades, not once have you ever said, woe is me. Not once have you ever said, you know, how's it going? Good. How's it going? And I'll have to pry to find out. And then I'll find out that, you know, you're on your stomach or because you got sores from surgery after surgery. And I never, Marty, I have never heard you complain. I have never heard you say, woe is me. I've never heard anything like that. And I can't think of a summer that you have not had a surgery. Has there been one?
The last couple have been good. But other than that, no. I've kind of lost count, but it's over 30 operations. And I don't let it dictate my life. In fact, last time I was in a hospital bed in the living room, the kids brought home a puppy and said, Mom, can we keep this puppy? And put a puppy in the hospital bed. And I thought, yeah, you can keep her. I have trouble with those animal wishes. I agree to all of them. So I have a nice life. I enjoy my life.
When students talk to you, do they complain about the breadth of the material that you cover and then test them on? Is it a problem for them that they have to think wide and deep?
Yes. They want to be tested on every chapter individually and then forget that stuff and go on to the next. And they also don't like having to answer critical thinking kind of questions that are not all that tough. Like if I go over the function of a hormone and I ask the question, what would happen if I inhibit the action of that gland? They all come up and say, what's inhibit mean? Does that mean stop or go? You know,
are you
and
kidding
I think,
me?
No, nobody knows. And it's not the foreign students that are asking me. It's the American students. And one of my coworkers said, the reason we see this perhaps is because the students of today that just coming out of high school are the ones from No Child Left Behind. They've been moved along regardless of their progress. And for I get an occasional student that I think for to get them where they should be, they'd have to go back to third grade. And here they are in college. And it's a hard job trying to teach them basic things that have nothing to do with the subject matter just so they can have a chance to learn the information.
Marty, you said something. You just said something that stunned me. I just sat back in my studio chair after you said this. All this time, I'm thinking of George Bush, No Child Left Behind. I thought that the intent of that was to make sure that every child learns the appropriate amount of information, will be prepared for school, will be prepared for the next progression, the next grade in series, that no child will have a lack of knowledge going forward. What you just said was absolutely right. We're not going to leave him behind. We're going to keep moving.
Yeah.
Regardless of his inabilities, regardless of his lack of knowledge, regardless of his understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's what
happened. You hit the nail right on the head.
And unless the parents have some input into that, if you come from a broken home or just parents that can't be bothered, you just get pushed along and you end up unable to do adult work.
I know a young man, one of our boys decided he wanted to try being trained at the public training camp, public school.
Oh.
And I decided I was going to learn how this school works. As my dad was an educator and my mom worked in the president's office of a college, I had an understanding as to how school should be. And so I visited the school, and what I saw I was appalled at. And I volunteered to fix all the computers and to get the IT's portion of the school working properly, because it wasn't working properly. And they thought they'd bring me on as someone who could help them, since I knew a little bit about computers. What I saw was appalling. And I said to, I called up our son's friend's parents. And I know this young man to today. I see him, not often, but I see him. I was appalled at what they were doing. And they put this young man in special ed. They put him in a learning disabilities class. He did not have a learning disability. But what they were doing was dumbing down his education. And I believe they were doing that because I believe that the school gets extra compensation for these kinds of children. So it behooves the school to have more free and reduced lunches because the school gets extra money. I believe they get more compensation for children who require extra effort to educate, which means they give less education, but they have more teaching people, if you will, or more aids, or more bodies around, more adult bodies around these young people who are considered students. Well, this young man today, even though I called his parents and said, look, I will take your child to school. I'll make sure he gets to and from school. I will do that from now on for the rest of his high school days. And this was a couple of years worth. And parents said, no, he's doing fine. So now this young man works at a factory.
Yeah.
He's got to wear hearing protection. He's working with machines that can crush his hands at a moment's notice through an accident or inattention or something, a distraction. This man is in harm's way. And it could have been better than that.
Well, I had an example kind of like that, where when my son was first learning keyboarding, they call it now, instead of typing, They had a placemat mimicking the keys on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a computer. They were practicing typing on a piece of paper with letters on it.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the principal and I said, I work, so I can't come in and serve lunch and be in my kids' classroom a lot, but I can maybe write a grant to get you some computers. So tell me exactly what you want, the specifications, what kind of memory and everything you need, and I'll see what I can do. Well, it turns out I found somebody who was giving away computers, like 40 of them, that exactly matched their qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
So I called his principal and said, you know, I got these computers. We can get them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I would have to run it through the school board as a formal vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call the school board members. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have a meeting till next month. I can't contact them early. And we don't want the computers now because if there's something wrong with them, we'd have to pay for their disposal. And I said, I'll pay for the disposal if they're not right, because I'm pretty sure they are. And they wouldn't take the new computers. They went to somebody else because of silly red tape.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to typing on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get the tactile feel. You don't get the tactile, the biological feel. Typing on a piece of paper that does not give is different from typing on a key that actually can be depressed.
And you don't see if you have an error.
It's absolutely ridiculous what happened in that situation. Let's talk about what the administration wants when we come back. Management.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, if you're ever wondering what a telephone call, not on the air, is like with me and Marty Barrett, this is exactly what it's like. Marty, I mentioned to you that it'd be just you and me talking and a few people listening in. And
yep.
Isn't that what this is? This is what we're like on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, what does management want from the instructors? What are they looking for?
They want innovative teaching. They want flipped classrooms is a big term nowadays. And what they mean by that is
flipped.
Students should read and learn on their own. And coming into class is where you discuss it, answer questions, role play, different activities for them. But there's a problem with this, especially in the hard sciences. They're not putting in the work. And part of it's because all my students, I work at a community college, all of them either have families or work sometimes full-time and going to school full-time. They don't either have the time or the desire to put in that much time. So coming to class and discussing what they should have learned would be horrible. And also, they say we should do things like role play. I find it hard to think like, okay, you be the kidney, I'll be the liver, and we'll talk about the digestion or something. It works for some disciplines, not for others.
Yeah, maybe sociology or something like that, but hard sciences.
Right.
I totally agree with you.
You got to get the facts down.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about tenure. What is your opinion on tenure?
Well, I have tenure and I'm taking advantage of it, but I think in general it's a bad idea. I would like to think that they would like to keep me anyway, that I do a good job and work hard and care about the students. I don't think I would need tenure. And sometimes tenure is bad because if you're up for tenure and you don't get it, you're forced to leave. And sometimes administrations at schools decide, we're not going to give everybody tenure. That would make us look not very powerful. So we'll look at the candidates and we'll give tenure to half of them and the other half we won't. Maybe that's for some minor reason. I know one of my friend's son is a history teacher, and he did not get tenure, and one of the students he dealt with that he had to call the parents on was a grandchild of a school board member. So maybe that one event determined his career options. So now he's out. So, and also, people with tenure sometimes don't drive very hard. Once I got tenure, they can't get rid of me.
When I was teaching at the high school level, the term tenure came up very, very early in the discussion days of what I would be doing. And I said, I do not want tenure. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me like, really? What teacher doesn't want tenure? And I said, well, tenure to me would mean that I could do less. I wouldn't have to try as hard. I wouldn't have to be the best I could be. I could get by with much less. And I have the safety net. So I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't earn my keep today, you should fire me, you know, today. If I, you know, what I did in the past, that was nice, but I already got paid for that. We already settled that account. I got paid, you know, last week for last week's work, if you will. That should not be the reason why you keep me. I should continue to do a good job in order to earn my keep. And that's how I felt about that. And that was kind of, that was unusual. They'd never seen that before. Have you ever been threatened by a student in any way? Reprisals?
Does
that work?
I had a student who worked for the IRS. And he was kind of dangling between a C and a D. And he said, if I don't get a C, I'm going to make sure you're audited. And I said, knock yourself out. I don't do anything wrong. But I submitted a report to security so that if I did get audited, I had a record that threat took place.
Mm-hmm. What an outrage. What an outrage.
Really?
I had a parent, two parents come in. A student was actually, you know, did really, really well in all the other classes, but not mine. Parents wanted to know what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
Well, student just... Well, what really happened was I believe that student got extra favors in terms of grades because of who her daddy was.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot, a real big shot. But it didn't work for me. Didn't work for me. Marty Barrett, thanks so much for spending your time with us. Thank you so much.
It's like old times.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.